they travel on the land sometime, but they beast in the water.
Uh-huh. And what do you call them?
Turtle. T-U-R-T-L-E, turtle. Some call them Muslim tagging, some say turtle.
Uh-huh. You wouldn't say?
I said turtle.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chickens.
Pardon?
Entrails. Some people say entrails, some say chickens.
Which one would you say?
I say entrails.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow.
What do you call this part of a man's body? He's got a cold in his.
Let me see, that is some call it a boy, some call it that a chest.
What do you call a small flat bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake?
On a lake.
On a lake. You sit in it to go fishing and it has a pointy front.
Yeah, boat.
What if it had a square front?
It had a square front boat.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
I call it a pillowcase.
What do you call when a woman has those beads around her neck? You'd say that sure is a pretty
necklace.
Uh-huh. And instead of saying necklace, you might say a pretty something of beads.
Beads. I'm pretty, pretty scarlet, no?
Yeah, would you ever say string?
Scarlet. Some of them call scarlets.
Yeah, would you say a string of beads or a pair of beads?
I said a pair of beads.
Uh-huh. Or would you say strand? Pair. Okay, so now I'll say that sentence again. That's certainly a pretty
pair of beads.
Thank you. Well, we're more than halfway through now.
Yeah.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really
fought.
Uh-huh. And suppose he fought really hard and one man was lying down on the ground and he was just finished. He'd say, well, he sure got
killed.
No, he wasn't dead. He was just beat up, you know.
Well, he sure beat him up mightily.
Would you ever use a word like trounce or whooping?
Trance.
Oh, would you say he really got whooped up?
That's right. Some of them say he got whooped up. Some of them say he got beat up mightily.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he gets down like this? You might say he got down on his
hunkers.
What do you, are some words that might mean a very stingy person?
What do you mean?
Yeah, suppose you might say he never turns loose a penny. He's really
stingy.
Would you ever say tight or close?
Yeah, close. That's a close man.
Suppose a person is wearing very funny looking clothes. You might say he sure looks
bad.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say tacky or slouchy?
Yeah, bad. Some say look pretty slouchy. I haven't had a bad cold about 2-3 weeks.
It won't go away?
Look like it won't.
How about if it were a woman instead of a man? You said the man looks slouchy, the woman look. How would she look?
She looks slouchy and bad, and he too.